The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Retold by F.H. Cornish.
Chapter 6. The Graveyard. Tom went to bed at 9:30 that night. He lay in bed quietly, but he did not sleep. The house was very dark, and Tom heard noises. Aunt Polly was asleep. She was snoring loudly. A dog was howling outside. Where was Huck? Tom waited and waited. At 11:00, Tom heard the noise of a cat outside his window.
Meow! Meow!
Huck had come. Tom got dressed quickly. He climbed out of the window. He jumped to the ground. Huck was there. He was carrying his dead cat. Huck and Tom walked very quietly away from the house. At 11:30, Tom and Huck were at the graveyard. There was a wooden fence around the graveyard. A piece of wood stood next to each grave. There was a person's name on each piece of wood. Tom and Huck found Hoss Williams' grave and sat down near it. They were behind three big trees. It was very quiet, and it was very dark. They heard the noise of an owl.
Hoo-hoo! Hoo-hoo!
Huck, said Tom, are you frightened?
Yes, said Huck. They heard another noise.
What's that noise?
Asked Tom. He grabbed Huck's arm.
Oh, Tom, said Huck. They're coming. The ghosts are coming.
Don't be frightened, said Tom. Don't move, and they won't see us.
Look, Huck, there's a light.
It's a ghost with a lamp, said Huck. Oh, Tom, let's go.
There were three ghosts, and two of the ghosts were carrying lamps.
Come on, Tom, said Huck.
Be quiet, said Tom. They're not ghosts. They're people. I can hear Muff Potter's voice. He's drunk. Muff Potter drinks whiskey. He's always drunk. And I can hear another voice. I can hear Injun Joe.
Injun Joe? He's bad, said Huck. What are Muff Potter and Injun Joe doing here, Tom?
The three men walked towards Tom and Huck. The first man was carrying a lamp. Behind him was Injun Joe. Injun Joe was holding another lamp, and he was carrying two shovels and a rope. The third man was Muff Potter. He was pushing a barrow.
Here it is, said the first man.
He stopped next to Hoss Williams' grave. He held up his lamp. Huck and Tom saw a young man's face.
It's Dr. Robinson,
said Tom quietly.
Dig quickly, said the doctor.
Injun Joe and Muff Potter picked up the shovels. They took away the earth from Hoss Williams' grave with the shovels. Then they lifted the wooden coffin out of the ground. They opened Hoss Williams' coffin.
Huck, they're going to take Hoss Williams' body, said Tom. The doctor wants it. He's going to cut it up. He's going to study it.
Injun Joe and Muff Potter lifted the body out of the coffin. They wrapped the body in a piece of cloth, and they put it on the barrow. Then they tied the rope around the body and the barrow. Muff Potter took a knife out of his pocket. He cut the end of the rope.
Now, doctor, said Injun Joe, give me $5 more and we'll go.
Well, I won't give you $5 more. I paid you the money, said the doctor.
Yes, said Injun Joe, and you did something else, too. 5 years ago, I came to your father's house. I asked for something to eat. You didn't give me any food. You sent me away. Now I'm going to...
The doctor hit Joe. Muff Potter ran towards the doctor.
Don't hit him,
he shouted. Muff Potter pushed the doctor, and the doctor fell on the ground. but Muff dropped his knife. It lay on the ground near Injun Joe. Injun Joe looked at the knife. Joe looked at Muff Potter and the doctor. They were fighting. Joe grabbed the knife. Dr. Robinson saw the piece of wood next to the open grave. The doctor grabbed the piece of wood. He hit Muff Potter on the head with the piece of wood. Muff fell on the ground. But at the same time, Injun Joe pushed the knife into the doctor's back. In a moment, the doctor was dead. Tom and Huck saw Joe kill the doctor. They ran out of the graveyard. Injun Joe talked to Muff Potter. He pointed at the doctor's body.
"Why did you kill him?"
he asked.
"Did I kill him?" Muff replied. "I'm drunk. I can't remember."
"You were fighting," said Joe. "You killed him."
Muff Potter put his arms round Joe's legs.
"Oh, Joe," Muff said. "Please don't tell anybody. Please don't tell."
Muff got up from the ground and started to walk away. Injun Joe saw Muff's knife near the doctor's body.
"He's forgotten his knife," Joe thought. "That's good."